Hi, it's John Cronshaw here with my author diary for the week ending August the 13th, 2023. I've had a busy week. I've been working on Guild of Assassins. So I've been doing that. I've been doing dad stuff because it is a school summer holidays. So I've been spending time with my son, been doing work when I can. So I've got a couple of chapters written for Guild of Assassins. They're now scheduled up on Substack. So that's pretty cool. That means I'm ahead of myself. Also started writing the first chapter of basically the novel follow-up to Orphan Farm Boy of Destiny. So I did the Orphan Farm Boy of Destiny story, which I sent to my newsletter. That's now my Substack. And I am going to be writing it's going to be a standalone novel, basically, that is to do with that. And again, this is going to be Substack first. So what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to make this one free. I'm going to make this free on my Substack. So if you go onto my Substack, johncronshawauthor.substack.com, and you follow even on the free subscription, then you will get a chapter of this every couple of weeks. Obviously, I've got the other, Orphan Farm Boy Destinies up on there as well as some other stories and all the blog posts that I've been doing are going through to Substack as well. That's been really good anyway. I don't know if you could tell with my voice. Hay fever at the minute is kicking my ass. So it's like when I get hay fever, it gets me. It doesn't really get me in my nose like a lot of people. It gets me in my throat and my chest, in my ear. So I'm just kind of all bunged up and, just kind of a bit of a constant nagging headache that's been going on for the last week or so. In terms of reading, I am currently reading, or is it Angel Exterminatus, which is something like the 23rd Horus Heresy book. Enjoying that so far. I'm about 3 hours into the audiobook of that. Just keeping with that series for now. Next week, I will carry on with Guild of Assassins. I have got other projects that I'm working on. But my thinking is I'm just going to prioritise getting as much done a Guild of Assassins as I can. I would really like to get this novel finished, ideally within the next few weeks. I am using this cycling method, but I think doing these chapters, getting them ready for Substack, and then moving on to the next one, it's actually been really productive in terms of this story. So, we'll just see how that goes. As I say, I'm ahead of myself, so I don't have to work too hard on this one. I'm also going to finish kind of getting the first chapter of this new, I think I'm going to call it the Unchosen One. So Unchosen rather than Chosen One. I think I'm going to call it that, and that will be the new story that will go on the Substack thing. I don't know if you could tell, but I am trying to build these things up. I do have a few paid subscribers already, which is amazing. Can't believe that, it is already starting to work. But what I would like, my goal, if you could call it that, is to, if I can, to have at least 50% of my income coming through Substack or, subscription platforms, whatever, within the next year or so. So I'm really going to be pushing that for a while. Obviously, I'm going to be putting books out on Amazon and things like that. I've still got Ravenglass Legends and just waiting to get that back now from my editor, who is my wife, but she's really booked up. I don't get any special forward treatment in terms of, getting to push the queue or anything like that. So I've just got to wait for her to get some projects out of the way before she moves on to mine. So I think probably looking at October to get the first book of that out. That's fine. I'm also thinking now that the first three Dawn of Assassins book is probably getting on for time to release a box set of that. So once I've got this Guild of Assassins out of the way, then I will look at doing that. So yeah, no rest for the wicked, as they say. So until next time, cheerio.